Daniel here.
Chihiro here. Lower Intermediate Series Season 1, Lesson 23, Selecting a Restaurant. Hey everybody, and welcome to EnglishClass101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn English.
And thanks again for being here with us for this Lower Intermediate Series Season 1 lesson. Chihiro, what are we looking at in this lesson?
In this lesson, you will learn how to make suggestions and ask for opinions.
This conversation takes place outside a movie theater.
The conversation is between Susan and Mike.
And they will be speaking casually.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Wow, I can't stop crying. That was such a moving story. I loved Wicked.
Yeah, you've told me a million times.
We should celebrate with a nice dinner. Hey, how about that Italian restaurant across the street? I heard they offer delicious food, impeccable service, and a hip decor.
It looks pretty pricey, though. I don't think I fit the dress code. I'm wearing jeans.
Oh. Then, how about that Vietnamese place? It looks affordable and casual.
Yeah, but it's really crowded and noisy.
What about that steakhouse in the corner? It just opened. It might be worth a shot.
Yeah, I read about it. It's supposed to be really good. I'm game.
Okay, let's go.
Vietnamese food. Sounds yummy. What kind of restaurant would you prefer to eat at, Chihiro?
Well, I personally like Mexican food.
Yeah. Well, recently in America, there are more and more ethnic restaurants, especially in urban centers.
Right. Italian and Mexican restaurants are available almost anywhere. Chinese and Japanese restaurants have also been widely available for a long time now.
Yes, and in recent years, the number of other Asian restaurants such as Korean, Thai, and as in the dialogue, Vietnamese, have been on the rise. There are still places where these foods might seem exotic, but on the West Coast and Northeast, and in major urban centers, they have become fairly commonplace.
That's true. What about you, listeners? What kinds of ethnic restaurants do you like to go to? Be sure to tell us in the comments section for this lesson. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word is
moving.
Having a strong emotional effect.
Moving. Moving.
The next word is
impeccable.
Without any faults or weaknesses.
Impeccable. Impeccable.
Next we have
hip.
Knowing about and following the latest fashions and styles.
Hip. Hip.
The next one is
pricey.
Informal for expensive.
Pricey. Pricey.
Now we have
dress code.
Set of rules about clothing for a school or workplace.
Dress code. Dress code.
Next up is
affordable.
Not too expensive.
Affordable. Affordable.
Now we have
casual.
Not formal. Relaxed.
Casual. Casual.
The next word is
shot.
Attempt to do something successfully.
Shot. Shot.
And the last one is
to be supposed to.
To be expected to do something.
To be supposed to. To be supposed to.
Let's take a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is a million times. This is an exaggeration used to tell somebody that they're doing something many, many times. In the dialogue, Mike tells Susan that she's told him many times that she loves Wicked by using this phrase. You can use the word million in different ways. For example,
thanks a million.
Which means, thank you so very much. How about another example, Chihiro?
Sure. How about one in a million?
Yes, that's a good example. That means that something is very special and rare. Any more?
You bet. Here's one more. feel or look like $1 million.
Good. As you can see, the word million amplifies the feel of the sentence.
Okay, the next phrase we'll look at is,
it might be worth a shot.
This phrase is used to say that something could be worth doing. Susan says this to talk about a restaurant that could be delicious, therefore could be worth going to. Okay, Daniel, let's have another example.
How about giving him a call? You never know, it might be worth the shot.
Here, Daniel is encouraging me to call the boy, because the outcome may be positive. Okay, let's take a shot at the grammar point for this lesson. Let's take a look at adverbs. Adverbs are words that modify verbs, adjectives, other adverbs, or complete sentences. In this lesson, we will look at adverbs of degree. Adverbs of degree tell us about the degree or intensity of a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. Okay, Daniel, can you tell us about the placement of these adverbs?
Sure. The placement of these adverbs are usually before the main verb. But if there's an auxiliary verb, such as are, is, have, or do, they come after the auxiliary verb and before the main verb. Chihiro, tell us more about the first pattern.
Okay, first we have subject plus adverb plus verb plus an object, which is optional. In a sentence, it'll sound like this.
It just opened.
And if it has an auxiliary verb, like this sentence,
it will probably rain tomorrow.
Then the adverb comes after will, the auxiliary. You can also put it after the verb, as in this sentence.
It looks pretty pricey, though. Okay, I think that's enough examples for now. Let's talk about negatives. In negative sentences, the adverb comes before not, if the emphasis is on the negative. Here's an example sentence.
I definitely don't agree.
Right. However, if the emphasis is not on the negativity, then the adverb comes after not, as in,
I don't often travel.
You don't?
That was just an example, Daniel.
Oh, okay.
Okay, speakers may often use them to soften or emphasize verbs, and since these adverbs may be used more often in conversations, they may not be written so often.
Be sure to take a look at the grammar explanation in the PDF for this lesson.
That just about does it for today.
Ready to test what you just learned?
Make this lesson's vocabulary stick by using lesson-specific flashcards in the Learning Center.
There's a reason why everyone uses flashcards. They work.
They really do help memorization.
You can get the flashcards for this lesson at EnglishClass101.com.
Okay, everybody, see you all next time.
Bye for now.
Wow, I can't stop crying. That was such a moving story. I loved Wicked.
Yeah, you've told me a million times.
We should celebrate with a nice dinner. Hey, how about that Italian restaurant across the street? I heard they offer delicious food, impeccable service, and a hip decor.
It looks pretty pricey, though. I don't think I fit the dress code. I'm wearing jeans.
Oh. Then, how about that Vietnamese place? It looks affordable and casual.
Yeah, but it's really crowded and noisy.
What about that steakhouse in the corner? It just opened. It might be worth a shot.
Yeah, I read about it. It's supposed to be really good. I'm game.
Okay, let's go.